Philippine officials announced that a key obstacle has been removed in the U.S.-Philippines talks on a new military accord. American negotiators have agreed that the Philippine authorities can have access to U.S. facilities set up inside local military bases. Defense Undersecretary Lorenzo Batino, the head of the Philippine negotiating panel, said that the access would show Filipino control over these areas, which has been a sensitive issue concerning sovereignty in this former American colony. The Philippines is seeking stronger defense cooperation with the U.S. as its territorial dispute with China over areas in the South China Sea intensifies. The cooperation initiative is in line with Washington's intention to pivot away from years of heavy military engagement in Afghanistan and Iraq to Asia. Negotiations began in August on an agreement that would allow large numbers of U.S. troops to have temporary access to Philippine military camps and bring in aircraft, ships, and other equipment. Hundreds of U.S. troops have already been deployed in the country's south since 2002 to provide counter-terrorism training to Filipino soldiers. The Philippine Constitution disallows foreign military bases unless it is approved by the Philippine Senate. Opponents of the new accord say it is a way to permanently station U.S. troops in the country to bypass the constitutional prohibition on foreign bases. The statements from the Philippine negotiators followed the latest round of talks in Washington. Batino said the talks were substantive and significant progress was made to enhance cooperation in various fields, such as humanitarian assistance and disaster response.